I'm appreciative for the roll call, Anson, that you respect our relationship enough to be online when we have these type of meetings. I know you won't regret today, but I have some things, first of all, from the Lord directly for our time and season we're dealing with. And I will begin to read it off as the Spirit of God gave it to me. And I may pause and say some things about it, but prophetically these things was given to me. I render every action of the virus ineffective any further.
Amen. I receive
that type of authority we have. And in the name of Jesus and power invested in me as your apostle on earth with heaven back up. Now, the reason I'm going to go slow is because it's kind of hard to read my writing when I'm in the spirit. I'm trying to keep up with it. But as an apostle of Jesus Christ, this virus is not from God, and it was not against his children who's obeying him and walking in his will and in his way. So a key word here that the Spirit of God told me is repent. Always be repentant, even if you haven't done anything. Always be repentant, letting God know how much you love him and want to be in his will. I call the attack shut down immediately on those who have set out to obey you and respect you, talking about God. And I call for mercy because of your remnant all over the world that love you and honor your word, your will, and your wisdom. See, there's a remnant called out in the church. Even though there's some in the church that is disobedient, and we know that a lot of unrespectful things have tried to come into the church, and I call it all to a naught. But those who are walking in the will of God, walking in the plan of God, you should not have no worry here during these seasons. All these false destinies that men are trying to set up that are unrespectable to your word, I declare they shut down in the name of Jesus. And we, the church, is not going down with them. And we in the church are not going down with them. In other words, this attack is not after us. And it seems like we done jumping into a degree that is after us, but it's not after us. It's, well, maybe the next line will show you what he's saying, what I'm saying. Many who thought they couldn't go down if they don't hear and respect are going down. If they don't hear and respect, they're going down. And you have to let your people know that. Satan was used as an agent against Pharaoh. All the disease and stuff came. And finally let God's people go. And there's a whole lot of disrespect going on now, as I can see it, as a leader. And it's been going on for years. They've been accepting un-Christ-like actions, the gender, transgender, and all that stuff, and bringing all that stuff into church. That's being dealt with too. I'm going to give you 12 steps of apostolic advancement in these times. 12 things God spoke to me. And I want you to be able to live from the power of a proven anointing of many years. Number one, and I want you to put scripture to these things. I didn't put scripture to them, but there are so many scriptures you can put to them. But these things will help you have clarification at this position. Number one, never doubt God. Never doubt God. The word there is doubt. Underline that word, doubt. If the Bible says, thou can believe, Mark 9:23, all things are possible for him to believe. And then, you know, in Mark chapter 11, 21 through 25 or 26, I was raised on those verses after coming into the knowledge of the word of faith and the Holy Spirit. And you have faith in God. You never have doubt. I mean, you say, very, very, I say in you, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt. Mark 11, 2, in his heart, he shall receive whatever he shall receive. So never doubt God. I reached over to Montreal on yesterday. I was in my office, him, my wife, and my daughter. And I told him, I said, go get me one of those God can't fail band. I'm going to put it on my arm. God can't fail. I was teaching along that line. I did a camp meeting or something along that whole subject. Montreal did an album on it. But those are powerful words. God can't fail. And we had to bring it up. That's the first step of apostolic advancement he told me to give you today, that you need to go to it. Never doubt God. Never doubt God in knowing that God can't fail. Number two, it's so important now at this time in your ministry, this time in your life, from this day forward, I'm putting this on your plate, on your agenda. Discern every voice now. Discern every voice now. Now, when I use the word discern, my idea there from many years is being able to see through, see the reality of who's speaking and what they're talking about, and is God on top of the agenda? If not, erase it. Discern every voice now, not just the voice of the enemy, but the voice of those who seem to be close to you. You have to be real, walking in a discerning anointing now. A lot of people are going to be offering something. A lot of people are going to be having a solution. The solution is already given to the church, the name of Jesus, the power of the cross. We already have the solution. So don't ride piggyback on some idea. Number three, direction is your protection. Direction is your protection. Having proper direction from this day forward, no matter, because some things gonna come behind this virus. Other things gonna come. Other viruses may come. I don't know. But whatever it is, from these 12 things, it won't be able to touch you. And I'm gonna go through them kind of quick because I got something else I want to deal with before we close. Number four, dive deeper into the supernatural, where you're trusting the Holy Ghost, you're trusting the Spirit, you're trusting the fruit of the Spirit, trusting the gifts of the Spirit, you're trusting the ministry gifts, the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Dive deeper, and you do that by spending time in the Spirit. Number five, I want you to develop greater cross consciousness. Consciousness of the cross and the empowerment that God brought to us through the death of his son. That is effective right now. And that when Paul said in Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, but it's the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believes it. Salvation, we know, does not only believe we're going to heaven. Salvation means that we're covered no matter what come up. And the power of the cross, and you can't talk about the power of the cross without talking about the power of the resurrection, without talking about the power of the blood. So remember, always remember, develop greater cross consciousness. Develop greater cross consciousness. Be conscious, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2:2 said, I'm determined not to know anything among you but Jesus Christ and him crucified. You know, he got in Galatians 2:20, he said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ living in the life that I now live. In the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And then the scripture points out, I don't have it right at hand because I wrote no scripture down with this, but God forbid we glory in anything except the cross. You know, we don't glory in nothing else but the cross. So have that cross consciousness develop more. Number six, and this is deal with everything, this situation, this time, but anything may come up in your ministry, up in your family. Darkness never overpower light. Darkness never overpower light. So it's your job and my job, turn the switch on. When everything looks gloomy and people saying a whole lot of stuff, just turn the switch on. The kingdom of darkness does not have the ability to overpower the kingdom of light. Darkness. We should be ruling in light now, not in fear. Number seven, demonstration of the Spirit of a time like these. Be still and see the salvation of the Lord. Demonstration of the Spirit. Demonstration of the Spirit will break out in your life as you yield. 1 Corinthians 2 again. As you yield to the word of faith, as you yield to the plan and the purposes of God, as you yield to with all the stuff going on around you, this is the time for your life to shine brighter and demonstration of the Spirit come out. I may go over these later and put some more scripture to them. I just want to give them to you. Number eight, all demonic power must bow at the name of Jesus. All demonic power. Now, this virus is demonic power. God didn't send it, but he permitted it. Just like with Pharaoh, when Pharaoh wouldn't let God's people go. And you see, they're trying to slip all this thing in the agenda of the government, and they're trying to, the government sometimes trying to put their hand in the church. You can't do that. You can't touch that church. You got to leave that church alone. But we cannot be, for lack of a better word, we cannot be dumbest. We cannot be stupid. We got to recognize above tradition and religion by walking in revelation and understanding, and that our eyes are open, our ears are open, that our understandings are open. And he talked about in Matthew 13, where Jesus was building how the kingdom should do. We've got to see things that the average person don't see, hear things that the average person don't hear, understand things that the average person don't understand. It's like that prayer Paul prays in the first chapter of Ephesians about that enlightenment, our inheritance, our calling, and the power of the resurrection that is backing us up. All right? So all demonic power must bow at the name of Jesus. Number nine, decree full liberty now. See, that's our weapon. Our weapon is that, I think it's over in Job. Said, decree thou thing. And so what God expected us at this time is to decree liberty, decree clarity, that we know that by the power of the cross, the name of Jesus, the word of God, our covenant, we're covered. And we have to remind ourselves. And you see, your thinking not going to change that you talk out loud. So say it. You got to say it. You can't just know it. within. Say it so your thinking can change. And at the Word of Faith, my wife and I were talking. It's just the Word of Faith. We've been talking about half faith without no feeling. Listen to me. You have to feel your faith at work. You have to call, you have to make your flesh bow on its knee at the name of Jesus. We got to do this. We can't just talk about, I don't feel nothing, but you know, you don't go by feeling. No, you need to feel it. You need to say it till you feel it. Now, number 10, dreamers cannot be stopped. Joseph went through a lot of stuff after he had that dream, but they couldn't take him out. And you are not, I'm hearing another word that I don't have. You are not a drifter. You're in a flow. You're not just passing by. You're not a drifter. You're not what they say going on to us, LTMA. You can't just say that to us because we're already dreamers. We're in a flow that can't be stopped. We're not drifters. Drifters, everybody come pick you up. Anybody can't pick us up. We're already in a flow. And number 11, dominion. We need nobody opinion. The Lord has spoken who we are and what he has sent us to do as ambassadors of Christ. He said we are more than conquerors, and that's who we are. We walk in the dominion of the kingdom. And number 12, and I like this one because it's a concept I've used for many years. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. So all 12 keys, you be the him. So now, I was talking about four things that I want every LTMA minister to have under their belt. I'm about to put them out now. Whenever from this day forward, any crisis come up on the scene, we have to have these things in place that we are the voice of God. When we speak, when we decree, when we declare, whatever we bind on earth, I'm going to show you that next scripture, that's what's going to happen. All right, I'll start with 2 Chronicles 7:14. And the key term there is my people. And you read it. I don't have it. If my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and heal their land. Always want you to have that no matter what come up, even in your ministry when the opposition come against you in any kind of way. Number 2 is we have to build on the fact of Matthew 16:18-19. And the key word there is my church. Whatever you bind on earth, if you bind in heaven, wherever 2 or 3 gather in my name, I'll be in the midst. See, we have this divine right to change things. Number 3, the name, my name. Matthew 18:18-20. My name. Go back to 2 because 3 is what I explained. But 2. Matthew 16 is talking about the key. 18 and 19. Whatever we unlock, whatever we lock up. So a virus, we can lock a virus. We can lock it up. We lock it up and walk away. And put the key in our pocket. See, nobody else got the keys.
Right.
We got the keys. So that's number 2. I had number 2 and number 3 mixed up. Number 2 is my church. And talk about the keys. Number 3 is my name. And talk about the authority. And then number 4, Hebrews 12:18-28. My kingdom can't be moved. In that segment, I'm about to close. I want Leroy to say a few things to you. In that segment, I'm about to close. But in that segment, in Hebrews 12, I'm going to probably preach on it this week. I preach about, see, I've been preaching ahead of time as an apostle of Jesus Christ ahead of this crisis. You know, I've been teaching on health. I've been teaching on wealth. I've been ahead of this crisis 3 to 5 years. Teaching on. They're teaching on. Getting people ready. A lot of people will not die because of the apostolic instruction that we've been putting out all over the world. But in this 12th chapter of Hebrews, my little Bible had it divided beautifully. Peace with all men, verse 14 through 17. Not the terrible mountain. I mean, the enemy will make you when they attack. He'll make you think we're on the mountain that can't be touched. It's terrible. How dark, how pain look. That verse is 18 through 21. And then when you get down to verse 22 through 24, it's talking about the city of the living God, which a whole plan of change and mode of operation have changed. And then we come down to verse 25 through 29, the unmovable kingdom. And it tells you exactly why some things are going to be shaken, some going to fall, and some not going to be fall because they can't be shaken. Now, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Junior has walked with me many years through ministry. He watched me from the scratch. He watched me as a little boy. And he seen what his mom and I have done, how we have been faithful in ministry. And I can't do more than give glory to God for all he has done. But time like these, you should not be shook up spiritually, physically, nor financially. And what I'm concerned, I know a lot of churches not going to make it. A lot of businesses not going to make it. A lot of organizations not going to make it now because they cannot stand 1 week disturbance on finances. You heard me talk over the years of people living from paycheck to paycheck, and I've been warning all of you all how get a revelation on sowing, get a revelation on, let nobody talk you out of it, get a revelation where you can stabilize yourself, and that where only one person be your soul, God himself. And so in this trying time for many, they don't know how things going to come out. My income in my ministry never changed. Matter of fact, it went up. It doubled on Bible study night. Up in the thousand, went up. I was driving out my yard and received a $59 check. You know, so I mean, yes, it never stops. My soul, so I never think about it. But some of us never got off the ground, to tell you the truth about it. Some of us never got off the ground because improper teaching about what our relationship with ministry should be, and some of us working and we don't know, but just working, I think that we want need to be some things need to be opened up to you how to meet the challenge. And it's going to be new to many, but I'm demanding all of you all to begin to show proof that you are permitting the Holy Spirit to put you in a position of no needs. Now, it might sound like, ooh, this, no. When you change your souls completely, you will not have no, we're going to begin to talk about retirement. Different plans. I've been talking about it. Different plans and stuff that we need to get together. So we're going to be a little while today. So call not over. I'm going to turn it over to Leroy Jr. He's going to bring you some places that him and I have been talking about. Jr.?
Thank you, Apostle. I wrote this, and I'm going to do a lot of reading because I got certain points that I do want to address, and I want you to hear and give you food for thought and challenge your thought process. This is an opportunity, with the help of the Holy Spirit, to evaluate your positioning. The church, led by the fivefold ministry gifts, need to be positioned to do ministry.
Hold on. What'd you say?
The fivefold ministry gift needs to be positioned to do ministry.
All right.
When everyone else is scrambling to survive, we have to be positioned to do ministry, which simply means to hear the voice of God for direction to lead and build his people. This will happen again. Situation we're going through now with our country and the world, this will happen again. Only this time, it's just a field exercise. Pastor Miller, who's in the military, I don't know anybody else who's been in the military and LTMA, but you know what I'm talking about. This time is a field exercise for the body of Christ to give us an opportunity to assess our preparedness for ministry. There are three areas you need to evaluate. I will name them, but they are not in chronological order, but they are all important, so they need to be worked on at the same time. Apostle has either directly or indirectly covered all three of these subjects over the past 3 years. The three are health, personal finances, and ministry finances. First off, health. You can't do ministry if your earth suit doesn't hold up. COVID-19 adversely affects those that have a weak immune system. A weak immune system comes from our diet or what we eat. I want you to begin to go over Apostle's material again on health. Listen and make the necessary adjustments.
Now, that was a prophetical moment when I started teaching that. God led me to teach that the body of Christ was improperly prepared for a time like this. I didn't know this was coming like it is, but the way it came, and there are a lot of people today are still alive because of those messages they learned. Many people switched their system, and their immune system are stronger, and then they know exactly what to do. They know how to make changes. And it was a prophetic moment that the Lord won't teach us because as more Christians were dying in the hospital as well as non-Christians in the hospital. I never could understand it. More Christians die than non-Christians die. I never could understand that. And I've been praying for years and years about that. And then God exposed and revealed that you can pray all you want over food. If you ain't checked out what's in it, it's going to be just like anything else. And so some of my boys can tell you, people kind of backed off on me. They kind of acted like I had to explain to them that, listen, I'm not fussing. I love you because I didn't know nothing about this myself. God started teaching me to have the whole spectrum of this whole thing is I've heard doctors after doctors say it. This is an immune system test. If your immune not strong, then the enemy will come in on you. Go ahead, Junior.
No problem, sir. Number two, personal finance. You need to have a personal portfolio. A personal portfolio consists of what we call a seed account. The world system calls it an emergency fund, but we call it a seed account. This is where you have reserves and set aside to handle times like these, that you can still maneuver and still do ministry. It's very hard to do ministry when your mind is preoccupied about how you're going to survive. But when you have an emergency account, then or a seed account, as I like to say it, you can still do ministry. So, again, your health is intact, so you're not trying to fight off of sickness without the help of your immune system, so you're able to do ministry.
That's good.
Number two, your personal finances. You have an emergency account, all what we call a seed account. You have money stored away that you can still do ministry if no money is coming in.
Seeds are going to cause you to live in surplus. This is why when God gave me money cometh, I've spread it to the world. But you all who are close to me have opportunities to hear inside, get inside information. Like on this meeting, on this call right now, a hustling impact. It seemed like in a lot of churches trying to hustle, trying to minister, trying to hustle money. No, that's not even muscle money. But that's not the way we are designed to operate and function. I came through ranks. I came from about 90,000 feet below zero in finances. And the Lord just woke me up and showed me, woke me up and showed me that the whole kingdom of God functioned by a seed. I remember preaching in New Orleans, and they stayed home by the drove. And the Lord was teaching me about Abram in Genesis chapter 12. And he said that if, as you train to become a Saul, you finally become Saul. I didn't understand. I never read that nowhere. You know, but he said that's the way my system worked. When you become a bona fide Saul, after a protracted period of time, you made your mind up. You're going to sow. See, like in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, they had made their mind up. They were going to sow no matter what come up. And so that's the destiny you got to get to. I'm just going to sow. I don't have to. Even if I don't see no result, I'm a soul. I trust him that much. And when that happens, you go over into 2 Corinthians chapter 9, I think about the 8th verse, you see how God grace just opened up a whole new space. And I prophesy that over you in your health as well as in your wealth. God grace is opening up in a whole new space. And I want you to understand also some of the things Junior about to get into. It's a must for LTMA members.
Thank you, sir. A personal portfolio consists of a seed account and a retirement plan. This is about to be new language to some of y'all in the body of Christ. And a retirement plan. You will not be preaching or working forever. Now, listen to this next statement. I'm not talking about retirement from your calling, but being able to transition to another phase of ministry when it's time without being concerned about income. Those that are in full-time ministry need to look at options for retirement accounts such as a 403B plan.
Listen, because some of this stuff is new to you. 403B.
A 403B plan, IRA, or Roth IRA. Some of you that are in full-time ministry currently and you are exempt from Social Security, but if you previously worked another job and paid into Social Security for at least 40 quarters, you are still eligible to receive Social Security in retirement. So you need to look into that and check into that. Those that are not in full-time ministry that are in LTMA need to look at retirement options from the company look at retirement options that the company you work for offers, such as a 401k or equivalent, an IRA or a Roth IRA. If you are self-employed, you need to be looking at a solo 401k, IRA, Roth IRA. You must start somewhere. You have to decide to start somewhere. I bring to your attention Job 8 and 7. Though thy beginnings were small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. You have to begin somewhere, and you have to decide to begin somewhere.
I agree.
Third, and definitely not last, is your church or ministry finances. For your church or ministry, you need to begin a seed account, which is for seed and reserves. Brothers and sisters, remember this. This is God's money that he has given you stewardship over. Never put that money at risk. I don't care what investment somebody offer you. I don't care what opportunities may be in front of you. Never put your church or ministry finances at risk through some investment. That money is to assist you to accomplish God's will. Ecclesiastes 7 and 12 says money is a defense. The whole purpose of money is to defend our position so that we continue to do ministry. Once again, this is what we're going through now is a field test. What you ought to be doing during these times is analyzing and assessing your preparedness. If you're in a mindset of struggling or in a mindset of surviving, this is not where you want to be. You cannot do ministry effectively.
Mindset of struggling. And a mindset
of survival.
Of survival and surplus are different. And this is where we are aiming to bring all who connected with us to operate in surplus. See, a lot of times, the way people think about the way you all operate, the way you all have Founders Day and all that, that was for a reason. I never called it together, but I'm letting you use me. That's a way to get out. I've been through all of this. I've been through it with Fred Price. I've been through it with Kenneth Hagin. I sold those type of seeds. And now, today, all of my papers and stuff are in order. And I have no financial obligation. I have no debt. The ministry has no debt. The ministry is debt-free and high financial standard. You hear me emphasize, I heard the minister talking about they had 30 acres of land. We have 600 acres of land. And the Lord said the land is in my plan. So there's millions and millions and millions of dollars. He got a plan set up already for to send more money. Because when you get the flowing properly, as you are going to share with you, you get to the place where this crisis going to shut so many out, shut so many down, because you just can't get back up. I'm ministering to my people online. The people coming by the church, and they're handing out the one, they're going to throw it on the ground and make sure it get in my account, you know. So nothing changed when you're in place. I mean, I got all your other papers in place. And that's what we're talking about, right, Junior?
Yes, sir. It's a statement I want you to take hold of. It's never about how much you make, but it's always about what you do with what you make.
Hold on a minute. Say that again.
It's never about how much you make. It is always about what you do with what you make.
Exactly. That's what happened. When I found that revelation out, I began to grow and begin to flow in a different dimension, because God said He'll multiply. If you obey Him, He'll make it work out on your behalf. Say that statement again.
It's never about how much you make. It's always about what you do with what you make.
Okay, now get that down, LTMA. Get that down, because take authority over where you are now. We're not talking about, we're not talking about $18,000 now. We're just talking about having a framework in your mindset that the Holy Spirit can show you how to function in God's system where Satan can't stop. Now, here's a caution, though. Here's some bad habit ministers learn. Trying to keep up, trying to buy things that they're not ready for. I remember one time I rented a Continental, and I said, I want me a Continental. I rented it, I leased it, and then it got to the end of the lease. I said, well, I'll go ahead and buy it now. And some people almost tried to sell that car the same price when I first got it. I said, I'll never lease another one. Because the lease is not helping a nonprofit organization, because the only way lease help is to get your tail somewhere higher than you think you're supposed to be, and you riding that big car and putting demand on that church. And them people know when you're putting demand on them. They know when you're outliving your means. They just sat there. They let you go ahead on. I ain't giving them all. They'll just let you do it. So we got to let the people know we wise. And I'm not saying live like a pauper. I don't know what the right word.
Pauper.
I'm not saying living like a pauper, but I'm saying at the same time, just wait on your time. Just wait on your time. I got a almost $200,000 car about to be delivered here now in a few minutes out of New Orleans. Yeah, I said, I ain't coming to get it. Bring it here to me. Well, how you going to pay for it? Cash here, check. See? But I remember one time I couldn't do that. But it was mom's birthday, and we sat there and saw a car, and her birthday had been passed, but they had to make it out there because it's just so many to make it. But it'd be delivered here after I get off this conference. I'd again give me the car, spray it down, just spray it down, and then give them a check. I'll spread a check if they want to get on out of the road. We ain't got to discuss that or nothing. And see, and I share this with you because I share this with you. You know, I was doing this for Father's Day and Lord's Day and every day. You see what I'm saying? What we're doing is training you to live the same lifestyle that God wants you to live. But there are certain things we put in place. Junior was there to help me to put things in place because he watched me and he obeyed what I told him to do. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. So we want to make sure that you're taking this opportunity with the situation that we're going through in our country and in our world to analyze and assess where you are in ministry. Because the next time this happens, we and LTMA want to be in a position to where we are physically, financially, and spiritually immune to what's happening in the natural. We want to be able to be ready for ministry, be ready to step up to the plate, and be ready to be the church that God has called us to be. So this is being recorded, so I want you to listen at this over and over so that you can begin to put in practice. Apostle said something. He said, discern every voice that comes into your life. So as you begin to research about your retirement, begin to research ideas, and again, that's what we're here for at LTMS, to help you, point you in the right direction. But you want to begin to, when you reach out, when you start looking for information, ask the Holy Spirit to help you to discern who is for you financially and who is not. Don't just accept the first person that come along with a great idea about retirement. Read, ask questions. If you don't understand something, just simply put the money in a savings account until you're able to understand, until you educate yourself, and then you can make decisions, educated decisions, about what to do with your resources.
We're also going to have some more special meetings with the MVB that if y'all may have some questions, they'll be ready to deal with them. We have some already now. We're just getting things in place. But the wisdom is here. We're here for you. We love you. Our aim never is to use you. Our aim is to get you in position where you can function just like we function. I think the Apostle Paul had that in the heart for all the people who walk with him. I think Moses had the same thing. Joshua had the same idea. The people who walk with them to walk in the same pattern that they're walking in. So there's a lot of information today, a lot of these terms that Junior's using here. You know, he said, where Brian is at? Well, I think Junior, I'm going to have Junior have some meeting with the MVB to make sure they're all virtual and know how to make contact and for these different aspects we're talking about. Well, that's a wrap. Lift one hand with me. And let's give this conference to the glory of God. And that I speak over each one of you all that your bodies are free from any sickness, any disease. And I speak that your churches, the finances will come forth in the name of Jesus. You'll see some finance come that you've never seen before because of this very hour, because of your apostle finances is speaking over you right now. Thank you, Lord. We give you the glory and the praise. Open our understanding. Open our eyes that we can understand some of the things that was imparted to us today by your Spirit. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Again, thank you for being on the call with us today. Just a few announcements before we get off. The Pensacola, Florida Supernatural Monday Come to You Conference has been moved to May 28th and 29th of 2020. It has been moved to May 28th and 29th of 2020. We'll be going to Pastor Derek Searles' church. Pastor, if you hear me, unmute yourself and tell me the name of your church. I don't have it in front of me. Pastor Searles? Yes. He fight with the mute button.
Did he ever answer?
He answered. He's on here. He's on here. He fight with that mute button. And then on May 21st and 22nd, we'll be at as New Life Christian Center Church. That's it, New Life Christian Center Church. Thank you so much. Jeremiah.
Call him, Jeremiah, see me online.
Also on Albany, on May 21st and 22nd, 2020, we'll be in Albany, Georgia, with Pastor Scott Sanders and his Rhema International. Am I correct, Pastor? I think it's Rhema International.
Yes.
Rhema International? Yes, sir. Yes, Rhema International. Rhema International, right?
Yes, sir. Rhema International Ministries.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. And also, don't forget about Camp Meeting 2020. It will be July 6th through the 10th here in Darrell, Louisiana. Again, Camp Meeting 2020, July 6th through the 10th of this year. Again, thank you for being on the call with us. This call has been recorded. I'll be getting it to you within the next 15 minutes. Forward it to you. Have a wonderful day.